I can't remember a point before there was a lot of music in my life, mainly because I'm the youngest in quite a big family. I'm the youngest in a family of six, and all of my siblings played the piano when they were younger. So from when I can remember, there were people practicing the piano in my house. So yeah, my mum plays the piano and writes songs, and we always would have kind of felt that the music came from her end. My father is a very good dancer though, and his whole family are excellent dancers. And it's funny, you know, when you go to a family wedding and he has this whole plethora of sisters who are in their 80s and 90s now who are still well fit to jive. So definitely the rhythm was coming from one end and maybe the music from another end. An awful lot of the reason for doing music was that I had a gift for it and that everybody else did it in the family. And, you know, my mother would have been driven to have us all play the piano and would have sat with me practicing and that kind of thing, but I didn't love it. Really, I would say that it was through playing trad music and then subsequently playing in bands and things like that that I fell in love with music. I would say from when I was about 14 or 15, there was a period of time where things were kind of, you know, quite intensive. My eldest brother passed away, and I remember my relationship with music changing quite a lot around that time, as it might have done anyway, but it became very intense. I remember for the first time writing songs about things and finding that there was a release in it, and then really rediscovering the piano. It was a huge thing for me to kind of stay up at night when my parents had gone to bed and just play the piano for ages and just improvise on things and then kind of write little pieces of stuff. And I felt like it was a massive emotional outlet. And once that started happening, it became very different from just having a gift or something or being talented. It was really opening a door into an entirely different relationship with myself and with the world. And I think once I started feeling that that was there, it just wasn't going to be possible to do anything else. I can remember the first time I heard The Rite of Spring with headphones on Monaghan on a weekend in first year, and just feeling like I needed to go out and break some furniture or something, you know, just never experiencing that degree of energy from music before. And then what was happening in Dublin at the time when I was a student would have been the early days of Crash, a lot of which was American influenced music. And at the time, knew that I was more interested in, so I suppose, music that focused on harmony or timbre more than on kind of rhythm. So I think that in part going abroad was a thing of getting away from what was happening in Ireland at the time. Now, I mean, I think that was quite a reactionary thing as well. I just felt like the scene wasn't really something that I fitted into. It was also maybe just a little bit, you know, feeling like an outsider and, well, I'm just going to go off and do my own thing and, you know, I'll come back in a while. And it's important for me to spend some time figuring out what type of music I want to write. I found that much easier away from home. I had this immense feeling of being able to do whatever I wanted because I was away from my own setting. And I just feel like I gobbled up so much information. I saw so many productions of different things, and the music that I listened to, it was all really very beneficial. I would say that as a composer, I'm still very much learning on my feet. And as projects come along, you know, you really find out how you do them properly. Wild Stories is the first large-scale orchestral commission that I've worked on. And it was a huge benefit to me to take the scores of other composers, other orchestral scores, and sit down with them and listen to them and hear a certain sound or a timbre and kind of go, how did that happen? You know, how did they manage to do that? I kind of did that with Messiaen scores, with Sarriaho, and those kind of things were really helpful to me.